And you know the rest. Welcome to the Super Larios Brothers Super Show. Chris, no time for theme songs.
Toning the energy way down.
I got it. It's late in the evening. Some of us work tomorrow. Some of us can't sit around getting drunk off our ass eating sausage and pepper burritos.
That won't.
The world was going to end.
Won't happen until at least like 11 a.m.
Gotta get through all those shitty Halloween episode of The Simpsons before hopefully they reverse and they go back to the start.
You gotta start psyching yourself up to drink a glass of wine with a big lump of protein sitting in it.
Thankfully, I'm not doing that tonight. I can't,
Because you barked out.
I'll do it. I'll still drink it. This is just a very late evening to be doing a Lushy Lush Wine podcast.
It's 8:45.
Yeah, some of us go to bed in about 2 hours.
I go to bed earlier than you do. Every single night.
Well, you leave Simpsons on pretty loud. It makes me wake up and it's hard to get to bed. You know how it is.
And I'm up like a solid 2 hours before you are.
Well, you know what they say. Old people get up earlier and go to bed earlier too. You know, they need more sleep time.
I can't argue with that.
Grandma used to go to bed earlier than I did too.
Grandma didn't work out. Well, she probably worked out a lot harder than I, but you ever seen Grandma press? Oof.
Grandma had an insane deadlift. It was absurd. She came in and put us all to shame one day.
Why don't you bitches stand back and watch Grandma beast this?
Grandma's about to go ham!
Grandma, do you need a spotter? Fuck no, that's for queers and pussies.
What, from you? No, thanks.
You can watch
I'll let gravity be my spotter instead.
Sit on the chest like a big fat cat?
Maybe. Alright, so what's the dealio?
I got a few things. Some more hilarious emails from work that we can do.
Okay.
See if there's something to open up about first. Way too much protein in my diet, which you sympathize with.
I have had some of the worst protein farts and shits in a while the past few months. It's like generally at work I get like once in the morning just a magnificently bad fart, and my usual thing is just to hold it as long as I can, but thankfully there's like a small corner of the office where my boss works where if she's not in, I just like scoot over there real quick and just let it out and then like shuffle back to my
surprise
desk.
I came in to grab something off the computer real quick.
I mean, if I ever get caught doing it, it's very clearly like, so you go over to this corner to fart and then come back to your desk? Yeah. I mean, I try to make it quiet. I'm really kind of expected to be treated like a hero for this. We all fart. Don't act like you're a saint of some kind.
I go over to the fax machine and fart so I can leave. But it's really pretty bad because that's the most trafficked area in the office.
Fax machine, like you're sending a fax, like boop, 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 burp, burp.
He only hit four buttons.
Dial tone.
Stop hitting copy.
You're like, well, sorry, Linda. It looks like a drum machine. Oh, poor form, Linda.
But if it's really loud, I go into the break room if I feel like it's going to be a loud one, you know, if it's coming out hot. But then, so far, it's worked out fine. But one day, it'll just, like, as soon as I do it, someone will open the door, like, just need some coffee grounds. Oh, goodness.
I'm generally pretty good about keeping my farts quiet for the most part. Like, if you hear my farts, usually I intend for you to hear them. Like, I'm just like, no inhibition on this one. But generally, I'm like, all right, well, let's just
at work, you throw some decorum on.
Yeah. Except one time. And it was like, all right, like, here's my desk, and maybe where that chair is, I mean, people listening
can't see. About 6 feet,
yeah. Yeah, about 6 feet away was my boss and one of the analysts. Yeah, Governor Corbett was there. This is what cost him the election. About 6 feet away was my boss and one of the analysts, and then behind me was another coworker, like, yeah. No, I had probably like 8 feet behind me, and I let out a fart that I really thought was quiet, but it was very clear, like, and I froze up and, like, just stared forward on the screen, but, like, used every ounce of my peripheral vision just to see, like, is anyone looking
is
over to
everybody,
judging?
Like, drop their foot, what
no,
they're doing?
No, I have to give complete props to my coworkers, because if they noticed, which they had to have, they definitely were very tactful about it. Like, it didn't break conversation. Nobody came over to look or say anything. Like, yeah. I really expected bad comments on that
one. Like, lunch trays drop in the cafeteria.
Because
like,
I've been at
offices. Someone's shooting!
I've been at offices where if they get caught doing one uncouth thing, it becomes, like, your legacy forever. Like, there was one girl who, like, got caught picking her teeth with, like, the cake knife once. And that became the thing she was known for the rest of the time I was there. So I was really worried that I was just going to be like, so, how's your bowels doing today? Do we need to put any evacuations in? You want to pull a fire alarm? Evacuate the building first?
Like, can you send this down to HR? Don't fart yourself to death on the way.
I'm like, I am HR. How dare you? But yeah, I've had some pretty bad protein farts. Not my proudest moments, but I mean, they generally mean good things. Like, oh, you're getting enough protein in your diet, you know? Your fiber's starting to work through you. You don't poop once every 7 days now. It's down to, like, once every 4 or 5.
But it's been, like, 6 months for me, and I really thought my body would adjust to it.
Oh, it doesn't adjust to it. It never is going to adjust.
I don't know if I can do this forever. It's so much farting.
I mean, you don't have to do it forever. I mean, eventually, once you stop wanting to bulk, you can cut down on how much protein you get every day. But even then, you're still going to get a lot of farts.
Ones at the office are near, like, you should see the ones I do at Sears when I think nobody's around. I assume you do almost no look around anymore because I do it so often and there's barely anyone around. But there's still, like, every now and then it's like, hello, is this, you guys sell watches?
I assume you don't even bother hiding it. Like, you just, like, you'd see, like, an old woman walk by and you'd, like, lock eyes with her. And you'd just be like, you see me? And then you just stop and it's just, like, lift a leg up, like,
you don't think very highly of me.
It's just like, buy a watch, ma'am. I assume, like, oh no!
I assume you fart rape people everywhere you go. Like, look at me.
So, thought I'd bring this up. At the point that this is happening, anyone who's listening, it's done. You can't participate in it at all. But have you ever heard of Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Lots of games get done on Kickstarter now. Like, that's sort of like the new thing. Like, anytime an indie game or something like that, it's not even indie because they get like hundreds of thousands of dollars, but a lot of games are starting to get like reboots or sequels or things like that off it. And there's a current one on there for a sequel to Toe Jam and Earl.
Ooh, a real sequel.
Based off of the original style gameplay.
Sweet.
From the creator of the original Toe Jam and Earl. It's only got 18 hours to go right now. It's met its goal of $400,000.
Cool.
But if you want to get in now, I think it's $15 gets you the game. Like a digital copy of it. I think it's PC right now.
Oh.
I don't think they have console. I think consoles were like one of their stretch goals, but it doesn't look like they're going to get any of those. It's going to be 4 players. They're adding, I guess, whoever the chick was from the one game, the third one, and then I think they're adding like someone else in there too. There's going to be like a prototype version of it, like a demo out now.
Oh.
If you want to get in on it, you should do it soon.
There's a demo I can play now?
It's just like a video showing what the game's going to look like, style or anything like that. They have some just ludicrous levels though. Like, it's obscene what some of them are. And I actually need to see if anyone's actually taken them up on it. All right, someone did take them up on the Party on Funkopotamus pledge, which was $10,000.
Oh, God.
You get the peanut package, which includes, I think that's like, you get like stands of Toe Jam and Earl.
Really should be called more than the peanut package. The peanut was like the lame one you got for like tying your shoes.
Peanut was, that's Bling Master. Where's Peanut? Why is it so far and hard to find it? It's play a dog. Dude, where's Peanut? Oh, digital Peanut. Oh, Peanut's like the base package.
No, oh, right. Okay.
Then what was it? Ratmaster gets you the Toe Jam and Earl vinyl figures, which are like 6 inches. You get a Ratmaster figure, which is like 8 inches. You get a Toe Jam and Earl shirt and hoodie, 2 extra copies of the game, the soundtrack. And then what else do you get on this? You get your name on a graffiti wall in level 1. You get a benefactor statue, which is some giant, like, hideous-looking statue of some kind.
Oh, God.
You get physical box art, like a physical game box. You get to fly and have dinner with the studio, but you have to pay for travel.
Oh.
And stay. And then apparently
you get Wendy's.
Yeah. And he's like, you pay for the meal too. And for us. And then the final thing is you get an invitation to play the Toe Jam and Earl board game with the other creators at Humansure Studios. So I guess there's a Toe Jam and Earl board game as well.
If I was a billionaire, maybe. Not a millionaire.
Not a millionaire. You have $1 million. You're not going to give $10,000 to Toe Jam and Earl. Let's say you're a millionaire and...
Million's really not that much money anymore.
Not 1 million, though. Like, you're a millionaire. Let's say you have tens of millions of dollars. And it's not necessarily... Like, it's not like you won the lottery once off and this is your sole income for the rest of your life. Like, I'm going to make decent money for the rest of my life. This is just what you've accrued over time.
All right, you've called me out. Yeah, probably.
I'm, like, shocked it's taken this long to get an answer out of you. Like, you've millions of dollars. You realize it's, like, 1% of... Like, maybe a month's worth of your funds at that point?
I gotta think of a very polite way to be say no to, like, 2/3 of those things. 6-foot statue of what me paying for it?
Not 6 foot.
It's just got a big t-shirt on that says sucker. That'd be great.
I'm baffled, like, at some of the stuff, like, those levels get in there. But apparently all the old enemies are back with some new designs.
If I pay $10,000, can I be like, no ice cream truck?
That would be great. You can actually see, here's a screenshot of it. They actually show you the stages you were on before, so you'll know when you land. You're not just going to like fall into oblivion.
That's pretty sweet.
Apparently they added the Hyper Funk Zone from the last game, from Toe Jam and Earl 2.
I don't really want to play it on a computer.
I mean, we played the last one on a computer. You can just get a controller. It's not really going to change anything. What? Anyway, it's your last chance to join, brother.
Are you donating anything?
I might do the $15. I need to be careful, though. Kickstarter has not been kind to me. I've done only one, but that was the Tell 'em Steve Dave Claymation one, and I think that was like a year and a half ago, and I've gotten two updates on that. Like, they occasionally mention it on their show. Like, yeah, we're still working on it, but it's very much like long-term investment. Like, there was a story a while ago, the guy who did Mega Man... He got, like, fired from Capcom.
Yeah.
Started up his own studio and did a game heavily inspired off of Mega Man. It was, like, called, like, the spiritual successor, called, like, Mighty No. 9. Put it on Kickstarter. I think it made, like, $800,000 in, like, the first 24 hours of it being there. I think overall it accrued, like, $2 million. I don't think it's still come out. And that was, like, 3 years ago. So it's very much, like, who knows when this comes out.
Yeah.
That's the thing that, like, puts me in a place where I'm like, do I really want to, like... What happens if it comes out 5 years from now and I'm just like, oh, they don't play video games anymore or something? Like, it's just like...
Nah, I can definitely imagine that. See how it goes.
It's very strange.
Let me know how it goes for you. That and Trunk Box. Let me know how...
I didn't answer Trunk Box back after like 3 emails and 2 calls, so I'm pretty sure they're just like, I guess he's not calling back.
Oh, really? I was hoping you were going to do it so I could be like...
No. When I did...
If it's like every day you just walk out of your room looking like Usher, like, God, Christopher, you're so sexy.
Like, I'm just like, hey, Mike.
It's only $29.99 a month, brother.
DJ got us falling in love again. Like, I get his dance moves, too. You're just like, oh.
It's like the first day, it's like a cum dumpster t-shirt with a $30 price tag on it.
Just like sweater vests and like corduroy pants. Like, oh, this isn't trendy at all. Tell them Steve Dave shirt and a pair of jeans for $600. Like, hey!
It's a triple X Venom t-shirt.
I think I finally gave that to Goodwill. I was like, can't wear this anymore.
They're like, oh, we can build a roof on a house.
I do that with a lot of my old clothes.
We can sail a kid to the Netherlands.
I can fly with this. Catch a wind, a draft. It's a hot air balloon.
We can catch a whale.
How dare you?
Wait till I leave.
Yeah, like fucking Salvation Army. What are you uppity fucks doing? So yeah, Toe Jam and Earl. Could get another chance of getting a sequel finally. A good one.
I'm rooting for it. If not financially, definitely spiritually.
And I don't know if you're aware, the new Mortal Kombat game comes out in like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Mortal Kombat X. It's looking pretty good.
That's definitely when I get the Xbox. That's definitely the one I want to get.
I don't know if it's on the current ones or if it's going to be next-gen exclusive. I want to say it's on both. Because it's using the exact same engine as the last one.
Yeah, I'm not buying any new games on the Xbox 360 at this point. Unless they're like dirt cheap.
Ouch. Ouchies.
I mean, I didn't even buy Grand Theft Auto 4 when it was like $2.99 or whatever it was. I only play really video games as like a social thing. And all my friends moved on to the Xbox One, so.
And they all left you in the dust.
Yeah, you know what blows? Is they can see exactly what I'm doing. Like, oh, he's watching Netflix. Or, oh, he's playing this. He's playing Bioshock Infinite again. That cheap shit. But when I look at them, it's just like, Xbox One.
Like, they're doing something of a higher level than yours, sir.
You probably won't understand.
It's very big. You wouldn't get it. It's pretty advanced. But they are going to critique you for watching Rosie O'Donnell specials on Netflix. Like, no, it was a bet. You don't understand.
It's no. How did they find out? I watched that. Oh, HBO Go betrayed me.
Oof, that Good and Plenty's bet, that was a rough one too. I did, you know, answer that one appropriately. I got through that in a weekend, but like by the end of it, like the sides of my gum were like dissolving.
Ugh.
Like it's, yeah, like that shitty feeling where you just eat way too much sugar.
Ugh.
And there were like points where I'd like try to like force a handful down. I'm like, it's starting to get not god awful, but then yeah. It inevitably like one handful later, like, oof, no, this is still pretty bad.
I might have just tried smearing them in ice cream, but that would have even
been... I think my one theory was like to try to blend them,
yeah,
like with milk, just make like a big smoothie out of it and just chug that, but I was like, I don't think this is gonna work out as well as I don't think these blend particularly as well as
and I would have made are. You gone in there with a toothbrush to gotten anything that was like stuck at the bottom.
Yeah, because I don't know, it's not like we even have a blender. I would have put it in a food processor and just been like, good luck everybody else.
Do we have a food processor?
Yeah.
Is it good? I was actually gonna buy one tomorrow.
Yeah, we have one. Yeah, it's good.
It's good for juicing and everything.
I don't use it for juicing. I mean, I used it mostly just to chop vegetables. You can try it with juicing if you want before you spend money on the juicer.
Mm.
It's in there.
Is it yours or is it ours?
It's mine. Okay. But you can use it. I mean, I don't really use it that often anymore.
So, but you could have like a string attached to it. Like, aha, I'm taking it with me.
No, I'm not. I doubt I'd take it with me, most likely. Because I don't use it really anymore. Because if I buy vegetables, I usually just buy like pre-frozen chopped ones anyway.
I'll have to check it out then.
It's in there.
I was thinking of getting one of those bullets, but that just, it looks too douchey if I'm like carrying that around with me. Like, I really like homemade hummus.
I don't know if it's that douchey. I mean, you're already, like, you uh-oh. Take protein powder. You're already, you're doing a lot of the health. You have a shaker blender bottle you carry around with you. I think you're kind of already, like, establishing yourself to be like, I'm someone who actually cares about my fitness. So if you carry around a blender bottle, it's not like you're the douchiest person.
While I'm smoking. And
yeah.
And, like, clearly pouring rum in it.
Ladies, just trying to keep myself healthy.
Who wants a rum kale?
Ew, no!
Rum and Kayla for you, my lady.
More for me then. It's just a huge piece of kale like stuck to your face.
Whew, I feel like I got a lot of rum in that one.
Not a lot of kale. Not that I guess really wanted the kale, but
defeated the purpose.
Yeah, no. You can help yourself to that.
Will do. Good and Plenty's did look pretty. Aren't you glad we didn't do the... Didn't you want to do like a 5-pound bag?
That would have been pretty rough. That was going to be over the course of a month. It wouldn't have been a week. But even then, I would have just kept pushing. Because even that bag, it was like, you have a weekend to do it. I was like, I did it Friday night and into Saturday, and I just left Sunday for me to veg out and recover. So,
yeah, that'd have been, you'd have been miserable.
It'd have been pretty rough.
Do you think at some point, like, Mikey, how do I get out of this?
5-pound bag? I mean, I'd have gone through it, but it definitely would have been like, oof. There had just been points where I'd have wanted to kill myself. Like, just like, ugh. Because I was feeling shit, like, on Saturday night after finishing a bag. Just like, ugh. Like, fucking, like, my mouth falling apart. I've got a dentist appointment in, like, 2 weeks. Just, like, come in and be like, what the fuck happened? We saw you a month ago, you had no cavities.
And you still owe us money.
I'm like, Dr. Lupinetti, look, you're thinking of my brother. I mean, it's me, but you're going to put the blame on my brother, which is the important thing. Ciao. Ciao. Oh, man. Happy birthday in Spanish. It's
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños. So I was on the bus and I just like overheard a conversation and it was like, I mean, I'm not going to say the nationality, but by the tone of my voice, you could probably pick out who it's going to be. Yeah, how do you spell Feliz cumpleaños? See, I don't know. I don't know why. I just, like, giggled to myself for, like, 5 minutes.
Was she,
minutes.
Like, asking for help from the bus? Like, come on, people.
No, it was, like, 2 people in the back of the bus talking. But I just love, like, the...
We're all in this together.
Ah, fuck it. Like, just very quickly gave up on it.
I think it's you.
Well, it starts with C.
No, but I think it's C-U.
Yeah, C-U.
It's cum pleanos. P-L-E-A-N-O-S. Like, a fancy N with a smidge over it.
I think there's an E.
It might be 2 years. Cause
or an A. I think there's an A on here. Because Anyos is year, so I think it would have to be A-N-U-S, O-U-S.
That's anus. Please comply anus.
No, with a tilde, it's different. No, I think it's A-N-O-U-S. Or A-N-O-S.
Keep adding it. I'm sorry.
A-N-U-S.
You keep saying anus.
I don't know why, I just was very bemused by like the notion of, like that they started to try. Like, see? Ah, fuck it. Like,
We did what we could.
I tried.
The good Lord understands.
It's like, how do you spell calculator? C? I don't know.
I gave up spelling words for Lent. Poorly.
So you've got topics, I assume? Things you want to get off your chest? Your big bristling chest? Well, I look to see if any... Uh-oh, hold on a moment. Family Matters actor reportedly arrested for not paying child support.
It's not the gay one. And if it was Steve Urkel, it would say Steve Urkel.
Now, Darius McCrary.
Eddie!
Yeah, apparently.
I didn't know that. I just knew that wasn't Michael Winslow or...
Yeah, well, I think there's only...
Michael J. White.
Yeah.
Is that Michael J. White? Michael Jaleel White.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's like Jaleel
Michael
or something.
J. White's like that huge black dude that's trying to bring Mortal Kombat back for some reason.
Oof, yes, and that German wings. Uh-oh. Investigation suggests co-pilot intended to destroy a plane, prosecutor says. Go my.
All right, here are some more emails that me and Chris exchange back and forth when we're at work. Here's one that's just you. Hit it fresh. Read it out loud. Don't sit there and look at it.
Did you by any chance move the cocoa butter lotion in the bathroom? It's for my skin not jacking off. I use shampoo for that. I'm mostly just asking to affirm that it was Mom who moved it so I could walk in the house tonight and give her a Booker T scissor kick, followed by me and Scotia doing a tag team spin-a-rooney. It's a pretty good one.
Just like, it's for my skin, .. not for Jackson Cobb.
To clarify, I'm not a weirdo.
I'll read my part first. This is from me to you. Can you please do me a favor when you get home and start boiling those 2 potatoes I bought at 6:30? I want to use them for a meal, but I don't want to get home, but I won't get home till 7:15. You can probably keep them at a medium heat. Also, keep your queer gremlins out of my town.
This is in reference to the fact we were playing Simpsons Tapped at the time. It was during a Christmas event and you could drop gremlins in people's towns and you had to pop them to get rid of them. So you had to like tap shit and like hit other stuff. It was just annoying. I'm going to be running out to grab something after I take Scotia out when I get home, but if I'm not here, there to start them, I'll make sure Mom's on it. She's dependable, right? Mom looks at list, clearly reads, boils potatoes, looks around, dumps cat in pot, puts lid on, then walks away whistling the Fraser theme song. Hello, hello, I hear my baby calling, toss out, I don't know if they'll creep on eyes. And stop being so greedy, killing all my gremlins. Life is tough in Christopia. We're still working on getting that school up.
We had so many great, pretty funny emails that were centric to Simpsons Tapped Out. I was like, I don't feel like explaining these, but we'll save them for another time.
I don't know why I've made the pull with the Frasier theme song. I must have been watching Frasier a lot at that point or something.
It's probably when it first came on. It was on like 10 times a day.
I keep putting me in you. Also, why in that email did you have to clarify what time you bought potatoes at?
I don't know.
Like, what a weird thing to know. I bought potatoes at 6:30 today. Anyway, you're going to get home from work like 8 hours
I do later. A lot of things where I'd start sentences and then forget that I'd started it with that, so I repeat it. It's not very... It's very bad. All right. Hey, I made Scotia's appointment for 9 a.m. I'm taking her. I will need your help getting the muzzle on her beforehand, though. I've been trying to use positive reinforcement by coercing her with treats, but she runs away. Then waits for me to get distracted and runs back and steals the treat. Also, I have to bring in a stool stamp before, so we can be wacky and just give them a version of yours if you want.
So, based on the size of this dump, we believe you might actually have a pet woolly mammoth at home. Those are extinct, sir. If you have one, you have to tell the state about it.
Only 15 more.
So professional. There's paper clips involved, and copies, highlighting. You wrote me and you. As though I was the person who were, I guess, writing it to at the time, even though I wasn't present.
Because they would suck if I was like, okay, hold on. Read that. Oh, wait. No, hold on.
That's me. There's one for you.
Dun, dun, dun. No, all the credit I gave you, and it's all falling apart.
It is.
Do, 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 do.
All right, vent for a little bit. Let me just...
Oh, I need to vent here. All right, well, let's just check out what's going. I could vent, too. Don't you tell me what I can or can't do. It's my podcast. I'll do what I want.
All right, stop hitting me.
Here I am to vent. So what about, Shane? What a fuck. What a dickhead. As I'm referring to Walking Dead episodes from 3 seasons ago.
Dale still hasn't eaten it?
Not yet. I'll get more into it. I want to talk about Walking Dead at an extent, but I'll wait until we get through these plethora of wacky emails. You can just pass it to me if you want.
Well, I'm not sure which ones are me and which ones are... So keep going.
Okay. I mean, you're shitting on me so much here. I'm trying to help. Let's just check out what's going on Twitter. Top trending topics. Battle for number 10, which I assume is some kind of basketball reference. Pax-Man. None of this makes sense. I didn't mention this on the podcast before, but a couple weeks ago, I texted you very, furiously in the morning, like, holy shit, we forgot Mother's Day. Like, what are our plans? What are we supposed to do? Because I went on Twitter that day, and the top trending topic on Twitter was Happy Mother's Day. And generally, whenever that happens, I'm like, oh, okay, Twitter must have some idea what's going on. Like, I clicked it, and then, it was all, legitimate Mother's Day tweets. So it's like, ah, fuck, I clearly forgot when Mother's Day was. You know, I called Terry, what are our plans for Mother's Day? Like, what's going on? Why didn't you mention anything about this?
You're a shitty daughter.
Yeah, I can't believe you forgot, of all people.
Her favorite.
And then I looked online, and I was like, wait a minute, Mother's Day's in May. And I was like, what the fuck's going on today? It was UK Mother's Day. I was like, that's bullshit. When I clicked it, I really expected, to make that clear. Like, Happy Mother's Day, Governor! Homie! You wank-up twat ruffle!
That's awesome. You forced one of the two hugs you give Mom a year.
I definitely, broke it early. I was very much like, how you doing, Mom? Happy Mother's Day. I know, it was I'm gonna order pizza for you today. Happy Mother's Day. She's like, oh, it's not today.
You're having...
But you said pizza, so hold you to it. Damn it!
Click, click, order pizza!
Alright. Found one. I'll start this one off. This must have been a day after it snowed really hard. Oh, okay, right before Christmas. So, me to you. Assuming you Nancy's at the state didn't have off today. Sounds like the plan for Christmas is Terry coming up to our place Christmas Eve and then going down to her place for Christmas Day. Let me know what you want to do for dinner. Maybe lasagna, but honestly, I don't have a preference.
Oof, I wish. We didn't even get a delay, and baby Unsi was so tired.
Travis is staying in Mount Wolf for Christmas Eve because his dad and brother are staying there. I'll make the lasagna night beforehand. Of course, you'll get an early dismissal that day, and you can throw it in the oven. Soup game sounds like... And the bean soup game that you're talking about sounds like winter is coming. People keep talking about it, but it never gets here.
So is Terry staying at our place then? Are we going to have to roll out that bitching cot? Just you wait. I'll get started in that bean soup tonight, and then I'm sure it'll be ready in time for Christmas Eve. Well, I mean, it's only got a week. Yeah, it's probably still enough time. This is in reference to a bean soup that I tried making one Thanksgiving that I had cooking for about 8 hours, only to find out it had been unplugged for 6 of them. So it was this very non-appetizing, uncooked bean soup that did not go over very well.
I'll comment on that in a second. Pretty sure Terry is going back to Mount Wolf tonight. Just having dinner at our place, unless she wants to crash in the living room and make sure Scotia stays off the couch all night. I have been considering hiring someone to do that. Cheaply.
We should hire Petey. I hear he's cheap to hire. Just need to give him food, water, and watch Skinamax movies on your bed while you're at work. And when you're at home.
He yells at me for coming in when he's not jacking off. Go back outside. Now knock on the doors. Okay, come in. Waka, 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 waka. Oh, when you called me on Sunday before the movie, was my ringback tone still working?
I believe so. Something effeminate, if I recall.
No, you're being soup. If I remember correctly, you started, we were getting ready to eat at 1 on Thanksgiving, and you started it at like 11.
It was definitely before 11. It was at least 9. I left it to cook for a couple hours, but definitely, like, I found out, like, at some point you unplugged it to make a piece of toast or something like that.
Yeah,
I
was like, that's what I did on Thanksgiving. I made a piece of toast randomly.
Or mom did it to put the mixer in, or someone unplugged it, didn't plug it back in, and it just sat there, like, not cooking for 6 hours. Like, it wasn't a good idea.
I'm pretty sure
you just... The honey almond soup I made this year was fantastic. Travis will tell you so.
I'm pretty sure you just skipped reading the part where it says how long it took, and you're like, what takes longer than 2 hours?
I'm like, food doesn't take longer than that. If I will, put it in the microwave. Oh!
Not cooking shamu, toots.
Terry's gonna have to put up with some half-baked soup.
All right. This one's about a certain uncle. Just don't say the name.
Oh, pardon me.
Couldn't have gotten closer to the mic when you did that.
Ew, Christopher, how gross. All right, and this was maybe our uncle's gayest email yet.
Phew, that first page was pretty flaming. I like the quick save. Oh, I only wish women would talk about my nipples, teehee.
Yeah, might as well just put, thank God I'm not gaysies, right? Honk, honk, gobble, gobble, oh, behave! I'm wondering if this is a joke, like, how gay can I make these emails before someone actually calls me out on it?
That'd be a great rib if, like, a year from now you just get one that was like, so I was talking to Martha, my Zumba salsa fusion student, about doilies and swallowing semen when Brunhaldo came in and started sucking his wiener. All I could think was, wowee, wouldn't it be marvelous if a woman did this to me? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Anywho, Uncle What's-His-Name is still dying and your mom is still sad. Ciao, kisses!
Yeah, I might have to say something at that point, like, you know, it's cool with me if you're gay, right, uncle? It's like, I'm sure it's your big, fat, hair... Wait, hold on. You know it's okay with me if you're gay, right? I'm sure it's your big fairy, slow down there, Elton John, I'm 100% heterino. Now let's go get pumpkin chai lattes and blow foreign sailors at the dress barn. Uncle What's-His-Name is super dying, by the way. I fucked that up, didn't I?
You did, a little bit. But
do you want to try it? It's tough.
I mean, I might have to say something at that point. Like, hey, yeah, you know it's cool with me if you're gay, Uncle What's-Your-Name? Well, I'm sure it is there, you big fairy. Slow down there, Elton John. I'm 100% heterino. Now let's go get pumpkin chai lattes and burn Florence Sarah's at the dress barn. By the way, your other uncle's super dying.
Yeah, he did do it better.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
That was an ad lib. That's what we in the business call being a professional.
Be the last one. Hold on, because I must have lost a page of this one. Yeah, I guess we can share it.
I mean, yeah, it's not like
just know I read the highlight. Oh no, hold on, here it is.
Oh, what, the ones paper clipped together were the same one?
They were just one page. Okay, this is me and you talking about Boardwalk Empire.
This is one of the few I actually have saved too.
Martin Scorsese talking to the actor who plays Pernsley. Great news! This season we have written you into a sexy love triangle. Right in the first episode. Oh, Mr. Scorsese, that is so kind of you. I truly appreciate that. Just give me a moment while I thumb through the script. What the fuck?
I know. I wanted them to keep calling you a dumb monkey for at least another 10 minutes, but there's only so much television in a week. And I couldn't have possibly cut out any of those brilliant Jillian scenes. You know what? Since you seem so enthusiastic, how about I get rid of some of those Richard scenes so we could put a saddle on you and ride you around the room while screaming the N-word?
Also, we have to reshoot a couple scenes from the premiere. Like when you smacked you, like when he smacked you with a banana and called you Mr. Game & Watch. It was hysterical, but historically inaccurate.
People may not understand the reference to that, but if you watch Boardwalk Empire, there was a minor character who happened to be black that in the fourth season got like a predominant, like suddenly like a predominant role, it seemed. And the role was for him to get screamed at by some woman like, this N-word's trying to rape me! Like, ooh.
This is the last one. This is about Fantastic Four when they announced the cast. And this is May 2013.
Oh, wow. I'm already afraid what I said in this one.
So, you hear they're doing a reboot Fantastic Four with a black Johnny Storm, which you probably already heard on TSD. Is Wallace from The Wire?
I did not hear about the newest Steve Dave, I guess. So there's going to be a black Johnny Storm. Does that mean Miss Invisible is black too? Is this like the urban Fantastic Four? Gonna fight Dr. Doom? Gonna fight Dr. Doom, who's covered in bling from head to toe? Talks like Jacob from Mass Effect 2.
Ha. Huh. Fantastic Four. Yo, Galactus here and he's eating all the Cadillacs. We'll be stranded. I didn't read the rest.
Well, it's good to know Wallace is still getting work. I think an all-wire Fantastic Four would be sweet. McNulty as McNulty as Mr. Fantastic, Frank Sabatka as the Thing, and of course, Wee Bay is the Invisible Woman. Make my outfit slutty and another po'boy and fries.
I hope that worked.
These are very specific jokes, though. Like, if yeah. you haven't watched The Wire or Boardwalk Empire, like, Sean Toon's probably laughing his ass off, baked out of his mind at 1 in the morning. We should ask that now. See, let's put the question out to Sean. Sean Toon, is it still considered waking and baking if you get up at 2 p.m.?
Is that, I guess it's your morning, isn't it?
Also, I did contemplate
also,
that.
Also, you should visit.
I did contemplate
and you have to get back to work. You're super baked in the men's room. Hurry up.
Joe's Crab Shack isn't going to serve itself. No, there was when I was first challenging him at Trivia Crack where I was going to like send him like a message because I think I respond to the game at like 6 in the morning. I was just going to be like, I wonder when Sean's going to respond. Like, oh, right. This is the time when real people with jobs go to play or yeah. playing the game. He'll crawl out of bed, slum, you know, fall out sometime around 2 p.m. and
roll out of a bong at noon.
Into another one. Already lit.
This is my morning bong. All right, time to get to work.
Start fantasizing about fucking...
See you later, It's Mom! Mom, we've been over this!
What was the guy, like Ryan Gosling? He's just like already fantasizing about him. It's what he does when he gets high, like it's two things. Just contemplates which hot actors from HBO series he'd blow.
It's a never-ending list. They keep making more shows, so it's kind of hard.
Keep getting all these hot guys.
Matthew McConaughey. Come on, how am I going to say no? I know he's not really AZ.
I feel like he shouldn't count. He's too good. So, I recently have started watching The Walking Dead. And you already know this, but for people listening, I don't think I mentioned it last time. I started with the first season, which was only six episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty quick. And now I'm about halfway through season 2. I don't think I'm actually halfway through it yet, though, because I heard a favorite character of mine dies in the season, like the mid-season finale of that. But I feel I'm very close to that point. It's pretty good. I've heard a lot of people say they thought season 2 was one of the more boring parts of the show, but I've thus far been into it. Finally got closure on that missing member of their group, which was a pretty big bummer.
Oh, Sophia.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid it just in case there are people watching and listening to it.
Super spoiler alert for the show that was this episode that I mean, 3.5 years ago.
I'm still maintaining that. Like, oh, come on. Like, I already found out, you know, a character dies at the end of this season.
All right, well, anyone that hasn't seen the first 3 seasons of... Walking Dead that might feel free to skip the next 10 minutes or so.
Something like that. But yeah, no, I've mentioned before, I'm a huge fan of Dale on the show, but I know who, like, the moment I saw him, I was like, this is the guy who's going to die. Like, you cannot have someone that sanguine in the fucking zombie apocalypse and have him survive. Like, that's a character.
Nice word. Going to die.
Thank you. I try. That's a character I just knew was going to die. But now it's been like just a never ending, like, anytime I see like a setup to something that's awful, because someone just told me it's a shitty way he goes. And I was just like, I've been in my mind racking my brain to figure out like, how the fuck does he die? That's going to be just awful to have to like sit through. And anytime like any setup comes up, I'm like, oh, it's going to be this. Like, he's going to fall in that barn full of zombies.
It's weird to describe. I don't even want to give, because it's almost hard to say why it's shitty until you see it. And you're like, oh.
It's the way I've heard it described is it'll be a reason why I hate one of the characters in the show. I've also heard it described as one of the most important scenes of the show. Maybe not like in terms of storyline, but I guess like one of the most iconic scenes of the show. I don't know if that's...
Most of my shows like Boardwalk and The Wire and Oz, I get really into and I've seen every episode 2 or 3 times. But The Walking Dead, I've only ever seen every episode once, so I don't, my memory's not that spot on. I do remember the scene where he goes, but I don't remember everything that happens around it, so I'm struggling to remember, like, why is it that important? Oh, yeah, okay, I guess it is an important of a scene. But you can guess why, you just described the character.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a pretty rough scene to get there, because he is the only person, like, in the entire group that's, like, of a, like, optimistic mind. Like, Rick tries to, but it's clearly, like, something. Like, the world's fucking just falling apart around him, and he can't control half of this group.
Yeah. It's interesting, because now on that show, everyone's like Shane.
Yeah.
As far as, like, their mentality.
I can imagine. Which even got me to a point, because I'm at the episode right now where they find out the barn's full of walkers, and Shane gets the guns back, and he's like, fuck this. Breaks open the barn door, kills all the zombies. You know, Herschel's freaking out. And I was like, all right, let's say at this point the group diverges, and it's Rick, Lori, Carl, and Dale, and, you know, throw Glenn in there, go one side, and then Shane, Andrea, T-Dog, and a...
Why T-Dog?
He has to go on one side.
Because he's black and shiftless.
Shane and Andrea are just too low. Like, I was basically like, which side would you go with at that point? Like, who would you... Like, the group's going to split. You're going to have to go with one of them.
I don't like Shane at all.
All right, so. I'm going to throw Maggie in with that group, too. I'm sure she dies
soon.
Oh,
so it's the tits and ass of the group?
Yeah, like I'm going to lure you in with
like Carol and Amumu, like, come over here, big boy. This, everything's good on this side. Like, no, I think I'll take the two hot young. It's hard to say because I know how things shake down. So it's like, I definitely...
No, by that, Shane's going to go
away. I'd be that guy, like, slow, being eaten by, like, a baby zombie because I'm like, guys, come back!
Well, that brought me to another point.
I'd be the Benjamin Linus of that show where everyone's like, fuck off.
Benjamin Linus was successful, though, despite his innate
I'd be hateability. A much less smarter, craftier version of Ben.
But it brought me to another
I'm just point. Him when he gets beat up by Desmond. Like, him at his lowest.
The people just kick the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Like, just that scene per season where it's just him with, like, a fucking bloody face, like, tied to a tree. Like, ooh, things are bad.
I came here on a hot air balloon. So, you know, here's the coordinates. You can dig it up. We're not going to go through that time. We're just going to kill you. No.
No, please do.
Go dig the... It was so
Can much, I get some cereal?
So much work to bury that... I mean,
No, because, one thing that happened, I mentioned the CDC.
If I blow you, will you dig up the balloon?
And that came up, I guess, a question you and Terry considered.
Yeah.
Basically, the scenario in the show is they go to the CDC to try to find a cure. The guy in the CDC is rather evasive about things and eventually, like, gets him on the control room. Everything locks down. He's just like, there is no cure. We don't believe anyone's able to find a cure. And we're running out of power. What'll happen? Because of the CDC, we have dangerous chemicals here. In the event of a power outage, this facility basically gets destroyed. You know, it destroys everything inside so nothing can get out. So we'll all die in here, which is fine because the rest of the world's completely fucked. And
yeah.
I guess you and Terry had a discussion of, like, because the survivors had to decide, do we stay here or do we, you know, get out? Obviously, because the show, most of them choose to get out. But the question was if you would stay behind or...
I think at the time I said I would stay behind.
Is that still how you feel?
In the show... I'd be like, nah, it's people. I think I would have learned a few tricks or trades. That's like 2 weeks into, like, the zombie apocalypse, though, isn't it? It's not
long. I feel
long
like it's a little long. I thought, like, Rick was in the hospital for at least a month.
All right, so, but maybe it's like 2 months into the zombie
apocalypse. It's still very fresh into the zombie apocalypse.
It's still like...
There's still probably, like, towns in the middle of fucking Utah that even haven't even gotten hit yet, because just no one's going there yet.
The memory of, like, families and loved ones being eaten. I'd be like, you know what, that's... That has to be the absolute worst way to go, so.
I don't know. Like, I made it, and I'm, you know, I'm speaking hypocrisy here, because I think it was like 2 weeks ago. It's just like, anyone who talks about zombie survival plans is a fucking idiot who wastes their time.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I survive the zombie apocalypse, like the initial one, by some grace of God, I just managed to, like, I was in a bus with a Navy SEAL and a... magician of some kind, like, they just managed to carry my ass to the apocalypse this
and
far.
Both died getting you there. Yeah, like, and then you're like, I'm done, kaboom.
Yeah, I'm like, hit a this button. Sucks. I think if I made it that far, I don't think I'd give up. I think I'd have to be like, no, it's, you know, I gotta fight for humanity. Like, I can't give up, like, that complete hope.
Yeah, a big part would be how long I've gone. If I'd literally lived outside of Atlanta and made it like a half hour away to in Atlanta, I'd be like, this seems about the best case scenario at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why people would do it. I just don't think I could I feel like I'd be the Dale of the group. The Dale who survives, though. Not the Dale who makes bad decisions.
I'm like the young hot Dale.
I'm like the sexy Dale of the group. Still with a fisherman's hat on.
Could you find a tinier t-shirt?
That says, I'm Dale on it.
I'm Dalicious.
With booty shorts that say the best. Say the same. Like, yes.
With lights on it. They got turn signals so I can throw off the zombies chasing me.
Going right, Buster! Oh, going left, trick two! Like, I'm doing jazz hands. Like,
everyone's like, it's so annoying when he gets away. He thinks it works. Zombies don't look at turn signals.
Zombies don't care. They're slow. He just happens to have decent cardio from jazz handing and skipping all day.
And booty shorts and a tight tank. You're like a hot dog running around.
Can't catch me! You're like all covered in cocoa butter. For my skin, not for Jackie.
Not for Jackie.
Clarify. Yeah, no, it's a good show. Obviously, I need to get further in, I guess, to really dig into the specifics. Bask in it. Well, that and it's, I'm just missing out on a lot of quotes. Like, there's characters now who I could talk about, but I'm just like, why talk about Lori when I know she's not hanging? Like, I know you guys haven't talked about her, so I can assume she doesn't. That's the one I had spoiled for me. Someone was just like, yeah, Lori doesn't make it.
Thank God.
I think she was. I don't mind Lori.
Meh. I was like, this character's done. I get it. I mean, I wish Carl was even less of a favorite at that point.
I've heard Carl's a character I'm going to hate, so I assume he has some involvement in Dale's death.
I don't even know why I dislike him, but I know there's been so many scenes where it's like, oh my God, fuck this kid.
Normally, I do hate the kids in series. Like, any time as a kid, he's like, I want to join the group. Like, it's just like, oh, fuck this.
But yeah.
I don't know. The kid doesn't bother me. It's like one of the rare times I'm just like, no. It kind of makes sense.
He almost gets raped one episode.
Ew.
Yeah.
I guess a human. I was like, zombies by don't rape.
Dale. It's pretty sad.
Oh, that's... Ooh, then that's how Dale... That's he how really... Dale dies.
He pretends it's zombie Dale, but no one believves it. Like,
he's just like, I'm dead.
Totally
must eat you. Oh.
Totally a zombie as he's spitting in the palm of his hand. Oh, Dale.
He's got a cell phone to take pictures, record it.
Pouring wine.
Dear Dale, why? No, and I'm also very confused why T-Dog's even still around at this point. He, like, comes around, like, once per episode to be like, what's going on here, guys? And then, like, it's like, at that point, he just, like, quietly tiptoes into the back yeah. line of the group just to be like, I'm a background thing. I'll die at some point.
Whew. Just wait till you get to the fifth season. It's like Martin Luther King Day. Black people just getting killed left and right.
What's that Martin Luther King Day?
I'm sure someone else black died that day. Are you saying they didn't? Christopher, you're a monster. Black people die every day.
I'm just
day.
Saying, I guess they don't think it's the best monument to Martin Luther King Day.
I was trying to think what other scenario would a lot of black people have died.
Atlanta riots?
You're a pig. Atlanta riots? Really? LA riots?
But there was,
Katrina? Riots. That would have been better. Yeah, black people dropping dead like Katrina.
Well, it's just hit back on rewind on a machine.
It's like black people dropping dead on Katrina.
Oh! It's like the cat comes down.
No, he didn't.
The cat just starts doing like the like, running man.
Like him up and down the door, like lining, like. Like someone's carrying him, but there's no one. We know there's like there's no one over there.
There's nobody there doing it. Like it's him, like at the top of the stair. Like,
oh God, that's terrifying. Like oh no,
we cannot sleep in my room anymore. Oh, try to stop me.
It's that super lame Sidious sequel where
it's not trying to kill us. It's just a cat freaking us out at points.
A lot of families had very happy lives here. There's one cat that was pretty shitty though.
It's one really awful cat. He doesn't kill you, but he'll terrify the shit out of you at night.
Oh, you're gonna
or while you're pooping. You're too vulnerable points like the cat just like slams against like the window looking in.
You save all your farts for work because you don't want to have to poop there.
I can't. It's the moment I'm like in there, like oh, Liam, no. Oh my. Yeah, no, that'd be pretty rough. I don't think I could take a haunted cat. I think that'd be very quick if I was... I'm not even like a superstitious person, but if I had a hint that cat was haunted or cursed in some way...
You couldn't tell anybody. No, outside of this house, no one would believe you.
I would tell a lot of people that. They wouldn't believe... Because if anyone asked, like, oh, what happened to your cat? I'd be like, Oh, he got really sick and died. Like, oh, what did he get sick with? Gypsy curse.
But he's haunting you. It's the part you're talking about. I'm sure you're not talking about your cat dying. It's the fact your cat flies around your room farting on you while you sleep.
I'm like, look, that kind of magnificence is a gift the world needs to see. What, him flying down the street going, woo!
Imagine if he could, like, slime you, like Slimer from Ghostbusters just passes by you, like...
Like, if I just need to find ways for this cat to be more annoying, I don't think I can comprehend it's anything else.
Now he's intangible, for God's sakes.
Now I can't even kick him out of my room. He just wanders in when he wants, spits on me, and leaves. He still sits at the door waiting for me to let him out, though, even though he intangibly got in but refused to intangibly get his ass out. Bad cat.
Yeah, someone would be by... I mean, you have a lot of internet friends, so maybe they wouldn't be as skeptical, but... One of my friends would definitely, there'd be a dude outside with a butterfly net waiting for me to go to work on, like, day three.
Just like some dude, just like, all right, Mike, I'm doing this for you.
It ghost pees on my bed, which it starts out cold but stays warm all night. It's so gross.
It glows in the dark, except when other people are around.
Just me in a wheelbarrow being shoved into a loony bin.
So, I didn't know if you had any other topics you were holding on to.
Oh, were we done with Walking Dead?
I mean, again, there's other stuff I could talk about, but I think I'll save it until I've watched more of the show and I can kind of get into
some. For the next one, I'll have to bring out my email about Dale.
Because I'm going to...
Dale writing racist letters.
Because I need to catch up more on the show so I can start referencing more events. Because at this point, I know there's a lot of stuff still going on.
There's a huge line that comes at the end of the season, like one that's quoted a lot.
Yeah, I imagine there's a lot of stuff coming on. Because I'm only, if you think about it, the first season is only 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I'm only like maybe like in a traditional series, like maybe getting towards the end of the first season. So I've still got quite a bit to go. Because I think the episodes start getting to like points where it's like 20 episodes a season or something like that, don't they?
No, I don't think it's ever more than 12.
If it's 12, then I'm more than halfway through the season. But okay. I don't think I am because I haven't gotten to Dale's death yet, which I assume is tonight's episode. Or tomorrow mornings if I want to kick off a Friday super fun.
Yeah.
Which I may do.
That's good for you.
For kicks. It's just the easiest way I like to wake up. Because I don't know if you've noticed. The past few weeks I've been like very quickly. Because I like wake up at 7:20.
Usually not here, thank God.
I don't fully wake up until like 7:40. Which is the point where it's like I have the eternal debate. Like, do I risk catching a bus that's going to bring me in late? And skip a shower. Like, it's very clear, like, I have to start making hard decisions here. Oh. So I'm now trying to, like, just immediately put my mind on something when I wake up. Otherwise, it's just like, good dang that alarm's off.
No. The days of sharing the bathroom with you when we both have to go to work and you're running late, and oof, they're just awful. I'd rather show up 20 minutes late for work than have to deal with, like, you, like, are you done yet?
I'm very saucy in the morning, as you know.
Oh, yes. Very lippy. Not lippy. Blunt.
Very, very curt, I'd like to say.
Chris, are we doing a podcast tonight? No.
Who cares? Did your nose get bigger? Clearly, because it seems like you're taking more time shaving it this morning.
You're calling me walking to the bus stop.
I'm like just texting you. Like, your ass looks big in those jeans.
They're your jeans.
Yeah, they're my jeans, by the way. Yours are falling off of me. I had to wrap 2 extension cords around it to fit, fatty.
Like, dismissing valid arguments I have. I'm like, did you bust a hole through our wall so you can just take clothes right out of my closet? No time, queerzoid.
Hey, ugly. Red's out this season. I thought you got the memo. Boosh.
Skadoosh. Popped in just long enough. Adoosh.
Kabam. Let's see here. But I was going to say, if you didn't have some, there's some Marvel news to talk about. Terry.
It's not really what this podcast is about, but all right.
Terry, this is your point. You can tune out. I don't know if we'll be going on too much longer. Who knows? You might miss a good one, though, so you might want to stick around. Now, I don't know if you've heard, there's a new event going on in Marvel now, like the comics, where they're going to be doing Secret Wars, I think it's what it's called, and it's going to be the merging of all the different Marvel universes into one temporarily to call what it's going to be called, like a battle universe. It's essentially just going
Didn't
to be...
Didn't DC do that? Like in the 80s or something? Yeah.
Or something like that. So Marvel's doing it now, and what's going to happen is after the event's done, the two universes are going to be fused and kind of like have a soft reboot of kinds.
What are the two universes?
It's basically just the regular universe and the Ultimates universe.
Oh. I don't think they still do the Ultimates?
Basically, that's the sole, like, the sole thing keeping it running is Miles Morales' Spider-Man. Like, that's the only thing that universe has. Because everything else has either already been imported.
Like, this super gay discotheque Colossus isn't keeping it afloat?
Shockingly, no.
Quicksilver banging his sister?
Wasp getting eaten by the Blob? No, like, they haven't been holding it together. But, that's going to happen when they're doing that. I guess once that's done, they're going to be launching like new series of books. So one of them's like the all new, all improved Avengers, I think is what it's called.
Hmm.
And it's going to be, you know, female Thor, because they're not actually like they're soft for saying, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be a complete reboot. So it's going to be that female Thor, the Falcon, Captain America, Iron Man's in their vision. And then it's Nova, which is like the kid Nova right now. Like it's like a 13-year-old Nova. And then Miles Morales, Spider-Man, and the Miss Marvel, the Middle Eastern one. So it's, it's like three kids in the group. And people are like, that's interesting. And then the new book they're launching, this might have you a little angry about that, but it's the Uncanny Inhumans.
Oh, it's official. What horseshit.
They are taking away the X-Men's roll and they're giving it to
I don't like to root against any comic book, but I hope this one just takes a giant turd. That front looks shitty.
I mean, they're putting the Human Torch in it, is weird because it looks like they clearly have another fire guy already.
Yeah, I mean, if anything says new and for the kids, it's superheroes with long hair as their power.
Well, she can control the hair. That's pretty special. And I guess this might be who one of the characters on the show is turning out to be. I don't know. But it's very clearly Marvel is moving in the direction of like, look, we don't have the rights to X-Men movies. So we're going to push what we can make money off of. And that's the Inhumans now. So there's no mutants in the Avengers team. I think there's still going to be an X-Men book, but they're probably trimming back on the ones they're doing. And they're definitely pushing Inhumans as the new mutants. Which isn't that kind of amusing in a way that like a series where the characters were all allegories to racism and discrimination are slowly now being pushed into the back line for something else.
Yeah, to be replaced by the people that were the gods of their universe, weren't they?
The Inhumans, I think.
They certainly weren't treated like second-class citizens. Weren't they the powerful ones?
That's within the royal family. Like, I guess, like, to Earthlings, they're still, like, just the same. Like, they're freaks and monsters who, like, spontaneously gain their powers.
But they didn't grow up like that.
No, but
they're from a different world, aren't they?
I mean, it depends. There's like an Inhumans royal family, and then there's like regular Inhumans.
But no, they're not Earthlings.
Yeah, all of them are.
Where do they live?
I mean, you're getting into like...
I thought they were from a different planet.
No, because an Inhuman is someone who was injected with Kree blood or has Kree blood in their, like, you know, lineage, and then they get exposed to the Terrigen crystals or Terrigen mist or something like that. Terrigen mist. Yeah. And then that awakens their power. So it's kind of like mutation. Like, they just spontaneously develop them. There's some that are in a royal family that, like, are the head of the Inhumans. And they, like, live on their own fucking, like, moon planet or something like that. But there are regular Inhumans on Earth. Like, who just, like, I don't know. Like, they go into a fucking Sears. And it's like, here's perfume. Show Terrigen. Just like, oh, no, I have tentacle arms now. Like, it's basically a quick way for them to replace mutants now.
I hope it takes a giant turd. I could not hope for anything more than to see that flop and see Age of Apocalypse dominate, as it must.
Sorry, all new, all different Avengers is what's the other book's called. And this one's... let's see. Apparently they have Human Torches joining Inferno, so they do have two fire characters, which seems unnecessary.
And Human Torch is considered an Inhuman?
I don't know. They may be redoing that. They may not. I don't know why they'd bother. It's still owned by Fox, so I'd assume the Fantastic Four would be on the same shit as the X-Men would.
Yeah, but I got it. Maybe Marvel sees the writing on the wall
on that. They're like, we can get that. Medusa, Naja, Triton, and Iso.
Oof. Yikes, yikes, and yikes. Does that poster make you interested at all?
No.
It looks like the Joker's backup squad.
The thing is, I don't care for, like, as much as they can, I had to read a comic with her, but Medusa just doesn't excite me. I'm right with you where I'm just like, hair control seems like a minor villain's kind of power, not like, yeah. Here's our big powerhouse.
That's like the chick Wonder Woman knocks out on her way to the shower, like,
get out of here, Haratella, like, ah!
I'm daughter of Haratella. Whatever, boom, kicking the snooze.
I'm Haratella too.
Kicking the snooze.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
that's Wonder Woman's go-to move when she's like, I don't even have time for this.
And did you see the new Wonder Woman costume?
The one from the movie or the comics?
No, the comic. It's not exciting, I'll tell you that right now. But have you ever seen the Christmas Joker jammies. Costume? Or the Joker cover with Batgirl, by the way?
No, you were telling me about that.
All right, let me just show you this costume.
Now we've moved on to important DC news.
Let's see. Nope, I had it there. Now I'm getting actual bullshit. All right, loading up here. I hope it shows Superman's costume too. Costume.
It's like a dish rag and a rubber band.
So that's a new Wonder Woman for.
I feel like I've seen that before. Kind of like in the third.
She's had iterations of similar designs. I mean, it's removed a lot of the stuff I guess people would have complained about before. Like, there's no short shorts or anything to it. But it's just kind of weird. Like, I guess the thing I don't get is the stars and stripes to it still. Because I thought by now they've really retconned her having any affiliation at all with America. Like, she's supposed to be very much like
the
Amazon.
So yeah, like, it is very red, white, and blue.
So, like, why do you still have stars on your fucking outfit?
I don't know.
Seems strange. But also, why does she have swords on her hand? She seems unnecessary.
I don't think she did.
Seems unnecessary.
The bracelets are some horseshit magic. I forget what it is.
All right. There's that. And hold on. I want to pull up a Superman costume because it's almost... I don't get how they're trying to sell this as a costume. It's like, here's Superman's new casual wear. Way too old. There we go.
That could be our theme song too.
I feel like we did that once or twice. So that's new Superman costume.
Oh, it's just Superboy. Isn't that what he wears?
Basically, yeah. It's like Superman. Like, I just doing a t-shirt and jeans. Same deal. Like,
yeah, I'm still super cut if you can't tell.
I'm just like, yeah, I get it. You're perfect. But I felt like you've had to put a little bit more effort into this.
He's wearing brass knuckles?
No, I think it's his cape wrapped around his fists. I don't know why, but I think that's what it's supposed to be. It looks like he doesn't wear it all the time.
Yeah, who cares? Show up the, what's the Joker?
Alright, so, have you ever read The Killing Joke?
Yeah, you own it, don't you?
No, I've never read it.
I feel like I did read it, or maybe I've Wikipedia'd it so many times that...
Alright, images.
Oh god.
So that's the image.
Okay, yeah, I've seen it. It's not that crazy. I mean, she's still alive. Was this from the 80s?
No, this is the one they tried to put on the new cover.
Oh, how old is she supposed to be?
I don't know how old. She's definitely a teenager. Because the new book... is supposed to be aimed at like a teenage girl. Let me pull up like the new.
Oh, okay. But I wasn't sure if she's supposed to be like 13. Like, that's pretty scary. But
yeah, I think she's definitely like a teenager. Let's see if I can.
It's like the next shot's her playing with dollies.
Her at her eighth, like happy eighth birthday party. This is
DTF.
This was the cover of her, like, newest, like, the new run of her. It was, like, her in a club with the outfit, like, taking a selfie.
Meh.
So, clearly, they're, like, going for a different tone. So, then, like, the weird thing is, like, oh, hey, you're pulling in an audience with that tone. And then you want to put a variant cover in, like, ooh.
That's kind of cool. How do you know that's not what they like? Those are, like, the young kids' Joker. Like, the
Joker
crazy
is,
psychotic.
Joker is very strange now. He's very, like... like, I'm like just, he's like almost not even playful anymore. Like, now it's just like a nightmare fuel kind of Joker. Like, almost like a horror villain.
It's, a lot of that's got to be Heath Ledger.
I think so, but even that seemed more playful than a lot of the Joker. Like, there's a Joker now who's just had his face like sawed off and he wears it like a mask. Cover variant. I just want to show you what the cover for the Batman issue is, though. Because the Batman one is ungodly unnerving when you see it.
Oh, yeah, I did see that somewhere. That is pretty
cool. He's just like, oh, it's the Joker literally stretching his mouth across a tied up Batman's face.
Obviously, they can only draw a good cat like that. They don't exist in real life. They just sit on laps. Is that a cat?
Yeah, well, it has a second face because it's a deformed cat of some kind.
Oh.
Because, of course, the Joker would never write that. That'd be stupid.
Joker, you're interested in buying a morbidly obese cat?
Yeah. No, why don't you talk to Penguin about that? Penguin doesn't answer my calls anymore.
It's because I call him Pengy.
Because I call him Big Fat Cobblepot.
Hey, what's up, Cobblefat?
Cobble hey, what's tits. Up, Mammoth? Manatee?
Cobble Breasts.
I didn't know the hippo was a new Batman villain. I'm the Penguin.
You get out of the
fattest penguin I've ever seen.
You get out of the park. This is my goddamn club.
So yeah, that's the Batman. That's the image that's stirring up controversy. All over the world, brother. All over.
Oh, it's Facebook.
You're just, what, like 2 weeks away from being able to jump back in?
It's less than... It's not this Sunday, but the next Sunday.
WrestleMania is actually this Sunday. And for the first time ever, I have not paid any attention to wrestling news. So I don't really know what's going on with WrestleMania at this point.
Macho Man's getting in, right? That'd be the only thing I kind of want to catch.
Yeah, Macho Man's getting in. I don't know who's inducting him. I haven't read the news.
Why don't you Google it real quick instead of looking this up.
Family photos and tacos?
I'm assuming it's his brother.
WWE Hall of Fame induction. Oh, let me just save Sean the time and look up. Does it still considered waking and breaking if you wake up? Because I know he won't get to it.
One user, Seamus X McStoney Stone, says, of course, mozzarella cheese. Tavern ham, someone check Tommy.
Tavern ham?
I'm on the burgers one time. It was really good, actually.
Sean, come to Harrisburg and make us tavern ham.
Yeah, burgers. Seriously, what are you doing?
Getting too busy smoking pot and working at Joe's Crab Shack to come make us a goddamn meal.
Trying to convince that girlfriend you're straight? Come on. She knows better.
Kevin Nash is in there.
Is it being inducted by...
Oh, Hulk Hogan. Wow. That seems...
He's got a brother that was a wrestler and is still alive.
I like this, too. It will be inducted by longtime friend and rival Hulk Hogan. Okay. I don't know how he's going to feel about that.
Yeah, usually that's like, oh, rivals in the ring, but great friends in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I don't know. I really, honestly, I don't know if Randy Savage had made peace with him.
I doubt it.
Here's Abisco.
Who's inducting Nash?
I don't know if they've announced it yet.
Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Probably Shawn Michaels or Triple H. Or maybe
Scott Hall would be good, too.
They did him last year. Oh, you mean...
Inducting him.
Inducting him. Doesn't look like they've announced who he's inducting.
That'd be... Like, literally, that's the guy. Is like, there's 10 people that can induct him. Well, there would have been 11, but we threw X-Pac out.
I was just say, let's put... Just keep Hulk on stage. He'll do him, too. Listen, I created the shit out of Kevin Nash, and I'm proud to have him up here.
Nevin Cash was a great idea that I came up with. Awesome. Kevin. Big voodoo guy that comes out with face paint on and says he's from Uganda. It's perfect.
Let's see. Lunder Blaze. They're listing
the shoes. Probably the hottest picture of a Lunder Blaze they ever found.
The Bushwhackers. Rikishi. I'm shocked Rikishi's getting the Hall of Fame. Oh, there we go. Full story. Maybe it's in there.
Rikishi! Yeah. Well, I guess they're just really trying to pump the Rocks family. It's like, look at all the... What a dynasty. It's the Kennedys.
That's what I feel like they're doing.
Because it's like, come on, even Yokozuna's kind of like, really?
Blah, 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 blah. Yep, no, doesn't know who's going to be inducting him. What are you going to do?
Because both Rocks' grandfathers are in there too, aren't they?
Yeah. Chief Strongbow and Rocky Maivia, whatever the other guy was. Or not Rocky Maivia, that was what he came in as. Or was it?
I think Rocky Maivia was his dad?
I'm trying to remember what his name was when he first came in and what his dad's name was.
He was just Rocky, wasn't it?
I thought it was Rocky Maivia, and that's why they shortened it to Rock when he got like a new wacky catchphrase or whatever.
We'll end up sitting on Wikipedia all day looking up wrestling again.
All right, well, that's about an hour now. That's over an hour. So cool. I want to call it a night.
Couple real quick last things I wanted to mention. I would like to record that outgoing voicemail. The we're not home. Leave a message after the tone. I'm telling you, we can do it. I literally have paid for everything, and we're already paying for a phone line. So we just got to find a place to do it and put it on silent so we don't have to listen to it when people call.
I mean, you can unplug the phone. I think you can just keep the voicemail plugged in.
Oh, really?
I think so.
But will it save the voicemails?
It should. If the voicemail has any heart, is, you know, space on it to save them.
Okay. So in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, sure. Just give me a time.
And, oh, shit, I had something else, too.
It's not there on your precious post-it note.
No, that wasn't even very funny.
Really? I bet it's gold. Perfect joke to go out on. You're a big guy. Thank you. Thank you.
The man, like the store manager at Sears was, it's like, you really need to get your bonus card numbers up, like the frequent shopper thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I ask everybody, but, you know, I just don't get as many. He said, you know, problem is don't ask. Just tell people, instead of asking them for their bonus card, just say, what's your phone number? And chances are they might already be in the system. You know, you're a big guy. I'm sure if you just say, what's your phone number, people are going to respond to that.
I'm surprised you didn't bring that up because that's a pretty intriguing story. Like, is he, on one hand, is he like, are you going to impose upon them with your gigantic size? Like, ma'am. Give me a phone number. Like, yeah. Like some little old lady who's just like, well, I don't know about that.
And look here.
Phone number.
Look here, toots. I don't have all day. You going to give over that number, sugar tits? It's like a 20-year-old guy that's just slightly smaller than me.
It's just like a guy like an inch taller than you in black who's just like, what was that? I said sugar tits. Your phone number. That's a thought from all the protein I eat in the mornings.
Well, here's two slices of bread. Why don't you go catch that wildfire before it escapes?
Or the notion that's like, you're so big, they're going to be so enchanted by your height that they're just going to fall in love with you and give them your phone number.
It's definitely the first one. Like, hey, you look like a serial killer. Why don't you just bully people into giving you their phone numbers?
People look like they might be threatened. You'll follow them out to your car if you don't do it.
It was really weird.
That's a very odd thing for someone in customer service to say, too. Like, don't ask. Just impose upon them with your giant stature that your will.
It's like, yeah, speak with authority, you know, look at them, and they'll probably just give you the number without even thinking about it. And I was like, oh, it's still...
That's kind of creepy.
Still kind of slimy.
It's almost kind of rapey in a way.
It is very, very like, rapey.
Very much like... You're just going to give me your phone number.
I'm not going to take your organs, but what you thought was just going to be a friendly back and forth customer exchange is now like me physically dominating you for your phone number.
For your fucking bonus card to Sears.
For something that does not put a single penny in my pocket.
No, that's good. I'm glad I looked at that. That's a good story to go out on.
And I'm always weirded when out like a guy's ever like, you're a big guy. I don't, maybe just the homophobe in me, because I'm always expecting the next word's like, why don't we make out for a little bit? It's like the idea of some guy talking about my body.
You're a pretty big dude. I'm gonna fuck you now. What?
Let's tongue kiss.
Be like, no, I just... Your bonus card! Your bonus card!
My bonus!